السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, also sisters listening over receivers, if you have not as yet heard the announcement, then it is the first of Dhul-Hijjah. The moon has been sighted and we are already in the first of Dhul-Hijjah. Now these 10 days, 10 nights, or the 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has taken qasam in the Quran Sharif. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. When Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is taking a qasam on the blessedness and the mubarak status of these nights, then we can imagine what kind of blessing and virtues these nights must be having. The purpose of this majlis tonight is to bring to your attention a few things with regards to these 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah and these Mubarak 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Without going into any detail and without going into any tafsir, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we know that He is the creator of the universe. Allah Ta'ala created the days and He created the nights. As far as the hours of the day and night are concerned, it's not a question of some day having 27 hours and another day having 24 hours. The days will be of 24 hours. However, we all know that certain days of our lives, we consider them to be very memorable days of our lives. And certain days of our lives, we say, were the most despicable, most depressing and most miserable days of our lives. So what that means is that there was some action or something that happened in those days which made that day memorable. Or there was something that happened on that day or that night or those days and nights which made those days and nights miserable. It's not the day and night that the sky changed color or the hours of the day were extended, or the days that became miserable were those days where the hours of the day were reduced. A person only had 2 hours for that day. It's some action, some incident, something that happened on those days which make those days memorable, pleasing, enjoyable, happy, and something that happened on some days which made those days miserable, which made the person dislike that particular day, whereas it was no fault of the day. It was some action that took place in that day. So as far as Sharia is concerned, it's not a question of the day having any kind of mahusat in it, meaning any kind of, as we say, the person is very unfortunate or that is a bad luck day. There's no bad luck and good luck. It is a question of actions and deeds that take place in those days which make them good or which make them bad. In relationship to us, that day will either be good or it will be bad. The day we do good deeds, we pray to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we are charitable, we are honest, we are truthful, we deal in the manner that Allah Ta'ala has ordered, we fulfill the rights of everybody, we take care of the poor, the needy, the destitute, or the person performs Hajj or Umrah or fast on the day, or the person makes zikr, tilawat, ibadat. Now that is what will make that day a blessed day. And if the person is engaging on that day or any day in zina, in fornication, in watching all the porn sites, in reading filthy literature, in swearing, cursing, stealing, backbiting, gambling, then we will say that that day there is darkness in it for him. That day is not a blessed day. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He chose these days for ibadat. So there must be something about it. If Allah ta'ala is choosing it, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informing us, and Allah ta'ala is taking qasam of these 10 nights. So if He is taking qasam of the 10 nights, then there must be some great blessing in it. Now where are we going to find out what is the blessing? We can't use our intellect and find out what is the blessing of these 10 nights. We have to ask Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what is the blessing of these 10 nights? What are the blessings? What is it that we will gain if we have to make ibadat in these 10 nights? And what is it that we will gain if we have to fast or if we have to make extra ibadat in the days? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informed us. And there is nobody more truthful than Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He received wahi and he informed us. So Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he states that there are no days on which ibadat is more pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, giving the gist of the Hadith Sharif. That there are no days in which ibadat is more pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala than in these 10 days of Zilhijjah. So some sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not even jihad fi sabilillah. He said, walal jihad fi sabilillah. Not even jihad. Except, kharaj ar-rajul bi nafsihi wa malihi. Except that person who comes out with himself and his wealth. Falam yarje, and he does not return. Min dhalika shay. He doesn't return with anything. That means the person went out in jihad, he went out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, he took all his wealth and whatever belonged to him. The wealth also was sacrificed totally and his life also he gave away. Then only that person we will say that his ibadat is more pleasing to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Otherwise, not even that. Now what kind of virtue there must be in that? And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioning that if a person has to get ibadat of these nights, these 10 nights, if he has to make ibadat, then each night it is like getting the reward of staying awake on the night of Qadr. The night of Qadr, in the month of Ramadan, we talk about one night of Qadr. We have the last 10 nights. And we are told to search for Laylatul Qadr in one of the odd nights of the last 10 of Ramadan. And here the person for each night of these 10 nights, if he has to stay awake, and it does not mean that the person has to stay awake the entire night. Even if the person makes his Fajr namaz with Jamaat, after having made his Isha namaz with Jamaat, and in between, he did not engage in any kind of sin, he too will get that sawab. But of course it doesn't mean that the person must become Bahrul Kahil, as I always say, ocean of laziness, and just sleep through the whole night. But the fact is that in Laylatul Qadr, or we have to search for it in the month of Ramadan, we say in the last 10 nights, in one of the odd nights is Laylatul Qadr. And here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving the reward of Laylatul Qadr. It's not, doesn't say that that is Laylatul Qadr now. Don't misunderstand that now the 10 nights of the Zilhijjah are Laylatul Qadr nights. But the rewards that a person would have got in the night of Qadr, standing before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with hope of rewards, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give him that in these 10 nights. Indicating its blessedness, its virtue, its greatness. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam who was masoom, who was sinless, absolutely sinless. No one more closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala than himself. And there was no one that was engaged in more jihad and in more ta'aleem and in more zikr and more tilawat. There was nobody that was engaged in more service to the poor, the needy, the mankind in general. There was nobody who was giving more da'wat illallah than Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was masoom, he was absolutely sinless. Yet look at what kind of ibadat he makes, stands for hours and hours and hours. His mubarak feet swell. When he goes into sajda, sometimes it is as if he has passed away. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha has to tap his heels to check whether he's still alive. That's the kind of ibadat our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making, in spite of all the social work and activities, as we call it, he was doing. Whatever he invited us towards, he practiced. If he said that these 10 nights are of great virtue, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not just tell us and after that go to sleep. He demonstrated it in his life. We have become of those people who look at these ahadith and ask a question. What is our question? Is it farz? Is it wajib? That's all. Is it farz? Is it wajib? In other words, we are learning the definitions, farz, wajib, sunnat, mustahab, nafil, etc. So that whatever is not farz, we may leave it out. That is our attitude towards sunnats, mustahab, nafil. That means whatever we learn is nafil, then we say, well, it's optional. Anything that we learn is sunnat, ghair muakkada, then we say, we always leave it out. Anything that is mustahab, then we say, what is the need to do something that is not really compulsory? So then we must do only that which is compulsory. How much of the satar is compulsory for the men folk to make namaz? From the navel to the knee. So now tomorrow away from the navel to the knee, one sheet and come everybody. And if the Imam Sahib also has to come like that, what will they say to that Imam Sahib? This Imam Sahib's head seems to have gone off. Now if he says, but is it farz? Is it wajib? How much is farz I've done? Or how much is wajib I've covered? Why is it that we do not say that when it comes to our homes, when it comes to our businesses, when it comes to our clothing, when it comes to our cars? What kind of car do we require? Do we require a very comfortable, nice car to get from place A to B? Then we want something that's comfortable, that's something nice, and nothing wrong with it. If the person is not borrowing from the banks and not engaging himself in haram earnings, or is not, doesn't have pride and arrogance in him, and he's got good niyat, then alhamdulillah. But when it comes to our clothes, when it comes to our cars, when it comes to our homes, and when it comes to other aspects of our life, then there we don't say, what is just compulsory I will adopt. I mean, that which is the bare necessity. The bare necessity is just a plain floor, that's all. Do we really require a carpet on it? Then do we require another bed again on the carpet? And then that bed again must have the highest quality mattress. The mattress which they say guarantees sleep, but you can't sleep. When a person got worries, can the mattress guarantee him sleep? Lots of mattresses they advertise, guaranteed sleep. Tell the manager himself, he's got a lot of worries, to prove it, that he can go off to sleep. So we do all those things and nothing wrong. It's permissible. So why is it when it comes to ibadat, then we say, farz, is it wajib, is it sunnat, is it mustahab? So we will only do that which is farz. So then what was the whole purpose of all these ahadith on virtues of this and virtues of that? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he gave virtues of so many things. And then in these 10 days, he says, or 10 nights, 10 days, therefore, in Bayanul Quran, it is stated, thus tariqh, in the 10 dates, Right now you are on the first, then second, then third, then fourth. So whether it is the day or the night, the thing is that if the person is going to, he is told by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to increase his takbir, tahmeed, tahleel, tasbih. We are told to increase. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And the virtues have been given. So many virtues have been given. So now we are going to ask, is it farz, is it wajib, it is sunnah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that these are the virtues of praying and making ibadat in these 10 nights, that it is as if the person is making ibadat in Laylatul Qadr. So if we are going to make qadr of these 10 nights, then we are going to get that sawab of Laylatul Qadr. But if we are not going to make qadr of, that means show appreciation for these 10 nights and make some ibadat, we cannot get the sawab of that Laylatul Qadr ibadat. I mentioned some time back here in this masjid also, that one father went and complained to one Allah wala. He said that the children these days, they don't make qadr of parents. Maabaap ki qadr nahi karte. His son was giving him hell. So therefore he complained. He said, these days children, they don't make qadr of the parents. They don't appreciate and value the parents. So he gave a very good response. He said, jab ke ummat aaj kal Laylatul Qadr ki qadr nahi karti, to tumhari kahan qadr karenge aulaad. So the ummat at large today don't make qadr of even Laylatul Qadr. That means they don't even appreciate Laylatul Qadr. So where are they going to make qadr of you? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he loved the ummat. And therefore all these virtues which have been mentioned, for example, that if the person has to fast during these 10 days, each day of fast is equivalent to fasting one whole year. Now where can a person fast one whole year? Look at the rewards that we are being given. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wants to see that every ummati of his goes into Jannah. And we know that we are going to be coming, or he knew that an ummat that will come long after him, the kind of environment they will be living in, the kind of difficulties they will face in making their ibadat and zikr and tilawat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of his love for Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave his ummat such kind of actions that they do a little and they get maximum rewards, maximum rewards. Everybody wants maximum rewards on investments. We say must have maximum rewards. Anybody shows that on this investment you can get 100% return overnight, then they will sell their properties and put all the money there. After that, that scheme can collapse like the Ponzi scheme or any other scheme. But in the greed, the person will sell everything and put all his money there. See what happened in Dubai and other places. Why? Because promises were made of great returns, great returns. So everybody wants great return, great investment. And if any person has to point in that direction, that if you put your money there, you will get so much of return, and it works out, then all his life he will go on appreciating the friendship of this person and the wonderful advice of that person, that he put me onto the right investment. One brother was having a problem financially, but his brother was giving him advice that you must make investments, investments. So he came to me, he says, my brother is saying that must make investment, investment, because some very good investments are available at present. But I don't have the money, I'm already owing so many people money. So I picked up the telephone and spoke to his brother. Why are you putting pressure on your brother to make investment? At present he doesn't even have sufficient to invest in a good vest. So where is he going to make investment? So when it comes to investment, everybody wants. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving us on small, small amal such kind of returns that we can't even imagine. One fast and whole year's sawab. Of course, we don't say that every person will be able to fast like that for 10 days. And especially those people who have got a lot of responsibilities and they've got a lot of duties and obligations, and they know that fasting for the 10 days consecutive is going to weaken them, where they will not be able to then do justice to that employment or to their duty, then it is not even permissible to keep nafil fast. Islam is a beautiful way of life. There's a balance. Let's not just go on to extreme that after we listen to some virtue, then we say that at any cost, even if it means I collapse, but I will fast. Some people are working, whole day they have to work, and in summer months it could be very hot days, it could be long days, and the person doesn't have the capacity. Then at least make the niyat that, ya Allah, if I was in good health, I would have also kept this fast. There were days when we could keep those fast, now we can't keep, so we make, ya Allah, if we were in good health, inshallah, we should have kept. So the person gets the sawab of fasting for the whole year. And on the day of Arafah, which is the 9th of Zilhijjah, if he has to keep a fast, not for the hajis, we're talking about people around the globe. For them, if they have to fast on the 9th of Zilhijjah, the haji, it is not recommended to fast on that day. But for the others, if they fast on that day, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says it is a compensation for the sins of the year, this year and the year that's going to follow. The past and the year following, meaning the minor sins which we compete in abundance. Billions of sins we get, small minor ones. That is all waved off and washed off and compensated for. Now what a kind of virtue. So if a person cannot keep all the fasts, at least keep on the 9th, keep 8th and 9th, keep 3rd, 5th and 9th, or keep something. But at least look forward to these nekis and blessings, because this is the currency of the hereafter. We all talk about taking currency when we travel overseas. We say, you must take currency, your currency must be right. And then again, it must be the currency that works in that country. If a person has to take Zimbabwe dollars and go sometime to some country, it's not going to be even accepted. And the person will have to first have a massive size suitcase to carry a few dollar worth of dollars, Zimbabwe dollars. When I went to Zimbabwe, when I looked at the note, 200,000, 500,000, I became a millionaire in $1. In a few rands, you are a millionaire. So everyone who has great desire to become millionaire, just cross the border. At least for a little while, you'll be millionaire. Then you can come back and say, I too in my lifetime was a millionaire. At least you'll get the title. And you can even become trillionaire too. So the currency of the akhirat is good deeds and good actions and our amal, of which we have very little. What else are we going to take to the akhirat? Nothing else is going to help us in the qabr and in the akhirat except good deeds. The same eating, drinking, earning livelihood, which is halal, taking care of poor, needy, speaking the truth, and all these things are that currency that we are building up for the akhirat. Because we'll need a lot of currency there. A lot of good deeds and actions. So Allah Ta'ala is giving us an opportunity that make it, multiply it, double it, increase it. Just do few little things here and there. Simple, easy, practical, nothing difficult, not like a mountain on your shoulders, nothing. And double your currency. Multiply, increase it. Get great, great rewards. By fasting, now you're getting sawab of 4 years fast. And the night ibadat is Laylatul Qadr ibadat. What more can we ask from our Allah? How merciful, how much loving. You can see in this that Allah Ta'ala loves the creation. He does not want to see anybody go into Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala's floodgates of mercy and forgiveness are open. He could have said, after Ramadan finish, doors are closed. But look at the floodgates of mercy still open. And not only for those who are in Hajj. Otherwise, he could have said, only for those who are in Hajj. You must be in Arafat to get the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then all the poor people would have said, how can we make it to Arafat? We don't have the money to get there. And even if we have, sometimes the regulations are such that we can't make it there. So they would have said, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is unjust and unfair, na'uzu billah. So look at the whole 10 days Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is opening the floodgates of His maghfirat and His rahmat and His mercy. If only we have the heart to sense it. If we have the heart, then we can sense it. If a person's body is gone numb, the person is paralyzed, there is no movement in his body or in parts of his body. When a person has got sugar diabetes, sometimes Allah Ta'ala protect us, the toes and leg. They say there is nothing left there now, there is no circulation left, nothing, there is no sensation left there. Therefore they take that one small hammer and they knock and ask you if you are feeling some kind of a knock on your leg. If you say, yeah, I am feeling it, then they say, you are right still. But if it's gone numb and it's finished, there's nothing, no sensation left, then they say, finished, now amputate it. Allah Ta'ala protect. But the person cannot feel anything after that. Even if you take a big hammer and knock on that part of the body, he says, nothing, I haven't felt anything. Why? Because there's no circulation left. So our hearts, if they have become dead, then it's a different issue altogether. But if they have just gone to sleep, then we can get it up. Many times I have mentioned this, that when Allah Allah was told that our hearts have gone to sleep. So he said, it's not gone to sleep, it's dead. Because if it was asleep, then with all my bayans and talks and waz and nasihat, it would have got up by now. You would have got up. But the fact that you are still not changing and not coming back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam shows the heart is dead. So we can't shake the person to anymore. So inshallah our hearts are not with Allah Ta'ala's fazal gone to that level where nothing takes any effect. Alhamdulillah, the majority that attend the programs, within the heart they feel that desire that I want to become like that, where I taste the sweetness of Iman, where I taste the ma'rifat of Allah, where I taste the qurb and the closeness and the bond with Allah Ta'ala. Where I too can get the fragrance of the love of Allah coming into my heart. Where I can enjoy that sukoon and that peace and the tranquility that we hear about. Where I can enjoy these ni'mats and bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which have been promised in the Quran Sharif for those who have got taqwa. The desire comes into our hearts. There is a clear indication that the hearts are still alive. But what it needs is a reformation, a change. A washing, a spiritual cleaning. So therefore these nights and these days which are so mubarak, that look at the fast having so much of virtue and the ibadat of the night having so much of virtue. At least we can get up a little early, make some 2 rakat of tahajjud, 4 rakat of tahajjud and make some dua. Or get up and make some dua at least, or make some ibadat. But even if we take it for granted that the person has got absolutely no interest, or he doesn't have the capacity, he doesn't have the energy, he doesn't have any kind of enthusiasm, then at least the person should not spend any part of these days and nights in sins. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving virtues upon virtues. And he can only give those virtues if Allah Ta'ala has informed him. And he wants to see the ummah go into Jannah with great amount of blessings. They must come into Qiyamah. And we say, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as if we say, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all your effort and all your waz and all your nasihats and all your encouragement to us means nothing to us. Na'uzu billah. We will continue with our watching of the TV. We will continue with watching our sports, and we will continue watching our porn sites, we will continue reading those filthy novels and magazines. And if we have got illicit love relationships, then we don't need to give it up, whether it's Mubarak days or Mubarak nights or anything else. How are we then going to face our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has such love for us, such love? He has to hold our garment on the day of Qiyamah. And say, you claim to be my ummati. And you want Jame Kausar from my hands. And those Mubarak days and nights came. Where did you spend them? Did you not hear of their virtues? Were you not informed that they were Mubarak days and nights? How are we going to answer? So therefore there is a need for all of us to appreciate these Mubarak days and nights. There are so many other things that have been mentioned. I'm not going into that direction in detail. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi Nizhumiyat al-Talibin, he has mentioned how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala rewards the people who value and appreciate these 10 days and nights in 10 different ways. Some of which that he has mentioned. He says Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives plenty of barakat in the rizq and sustenance of those people who appreciate and value these 10 nights. Of the 10 things, the first thing he mentions is barakat. Barakat in life and barakat in rizq. First, barakat in life. That means that person's life could be a very short span. But Allah Ta'ala gives so much barakat in that life that he is able to achieve much, much more than people who are given a long, long life. In his time, this barakat. And we have seen that in our kabir, in our mashayikh. In their time, there just seems to be so much of barakat. How many things they do, it's unreal. They're writing kitab, they're giving waz and nasiha, they're making islah of the people that are coming to them. Then they're running madrasa, then they're making imamat, then they're doing solving problems, and so much of things they do in that time. And sometimes they even have to go out and earn their own livelihood. Allah Ta'ala gives barakat in the life. Allah Ta'ala then gives barakat in his rizq and sustenance. That sustenance, irrespective of how little it may be or how much it may be, there's barakat in it, barakat in it. Look at our ministers and look at our prime ministers and look at our presidents and look at the kings and rulers. Millions they have, millions. They earn millions in salary. Or if they are owning the oil wells and then they got billions and trillions. But they're not happy. Not sufficient. Not sufficient. Increase the prices. Let the world come to a standstill. But we must make more and more and more. The greed never ends. So Allah Ta'ala gives them barakat because they appreciated those 10 days and nights. So Allah Ta'ala also gives them a lot of barakat. Gives them barakat in the sustenance. He gives them barakat in their lives. Allah Ta'ala forgives their sins. For their appreciation, Allah Ta'ala is forgiving them sins. Whose benefit it is? Our own benefit. The person, sakarat, becomes easy. When he's leaving this world, Allah Ta'ala makes it easy. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala increases the stages of Jannah. There are so many things like that that have been mentioned. I don't want to go into the details. But there are great amount of virtues, so therefore let us not be negligent. And that was the purpose of having this program for tonight. Just to bring to your attention in a nutshell that it is a blessing of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and if you are going to appreciate it, then la in shakartum la azidannakum. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will then give an increase. Unfortunately, the ummah at large today, we're not talking about exceptions. There are lots of Allah wallahs who will show great appreciation. Their whole life changes. Their whole life changes. It is as if another Ramadan has come in their lives. After Ramadan goes, they become a bit sad and depressed. Their depression is not when wealth goes and property goes. Their depression is when these great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, the spiritual ni'mats, when they are gone, then their hearts go down. They make so much of ibadat in Ramadan. And they increase their righteousness, their piety, their taqwa levels. Then when Ramadan goes, then they also make, Hey Mahe Ramadan Al-Wida. That means they too, they are sad that Ramadan is going. And when we say that, Al-Wida Ramadan, oh how I will miss you Ramadan. Then what we mean is, hi, my Halim is gone, samosa is gone, bhajiya is gone. Hi, Halim al-Wida. Hi, all the delicacies of iftar al-Wida. That's our this thing. Although outwardly we say, hi, Ramadan gone. So when the Ramadan goes, they feel a bit depressed and down. Allah Ta'ala gives them another 10 days. And they get excitement again and such ecstasy and such joy that now is the time to again get from Allah Ta'ala's treasures. It is the time to get from Allah Ta'ala's treasures. Everyone is complaining, this problem, that problem. Children's problem, wife problem, husband problem, financial problem, recession problem, depression problem, concession problem, all kinds of problem. So now this is the time again, these 10 days and 10 nights. Turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Allah, there's so much of noor again in the atmosphere. As in the Hujjaj are gathering there. May Allah Ta'ala give us those hearts which can receive from Allah Ta'ala's treasures. When Allah Ta'ala will become pleased, then He will make us happy. Outside will be difficulty sometime, pain, suffering, poverty and everything. But inside the heart, there will be that sukoon which you have been listening to 120 times. شاہو کے سرو پر تاج گراں سے درد سا اکثر رہتا ہے اور اہل وفا کے سینوں میں ایک نور کا دریا بہتا ہے. دل بھی سکینہ ان دا ہارٹ ہے یا نور یستقر فی القلب. سکون ان دا ہارٹ, سو مچ آف سکون, اوشن آف سکون. When we sit in the company of those great اولیاء and اکابر of ours, Arif Billah, the Shah, King Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, the Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, recently was I was there. The sukoon that you get, the tranquility and peace, irrespective of what the condition of the person is, in that majlis you don't even think of any pain or any suffering or any kind of problem. Outside world is bombing and looting and disaster. But inside there, it seems that nothing is really happening in the outside. They are like kings without crowns. And they haven't been put into that position by election. They have been selected by Allah Ta'ala. They are not elected by votes and put into that position, so therefore they are kings. Selected by Allah Ta'ala. Therefore their gaze is not on the pockets of people, on the wealth of people, on the positions of people. They keep their contact and ta'alluq with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala right, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes care of them. To a strange ways. That is what we find there in their lives. How can we transfer? They try to explain to us by words, but we have to make that little effort to taste it. And wallah, when we get a taste, a little taste, we'll never return to all those evils in our lives. Accidental slip is a different thing. Another person will think, where did I waste my life and time? What did I get in watching all that film? For a little while, I created nothing but restlessness in my heart. Show me one person in the world who is watching all the film and he says, my heart is at ease. I get such sukoon at that time when I watch. Can there be any person who gets sukoon, who gets tranquility, who gets serenity at the time that he is watching all that haram? He is watching the porn sites, or he is watching the other filth, or is casting lustful glances at that time. Can anybody take qasam and say that I get sukoon in my life, I get tranquility? Or does it create restlessness? Because the person now is going to look at so many things, and he becomes desirous of every woman that he sees, every haram that he is watching. Now he is desirous. Now can he get all that? So he's created imbalance in his life. The heart has become agitated. The needle which was pointing towards Allah Ta'ala has moved from the true north. If the needle moves away from there, then it will keep on vibrating until it comes back to the true north on the compass. Like that, when this person's needle has moved from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, now there's restlessness in their heart. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us an understanding and bless us with the tawfiq of doing righteous deeds, good actions. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina anbiya wa mursaleen. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا أرحم الراحمين, يا أكرم الأكرمين, يا غياث المستغفرين, Your bounty is upon us is unlimited, unlimited, unlimited. My beloved Allah, how many opportunities you give to us to increase our good deeds and our good actions with just a little amal. We are extremely negligent, my beloved Allah. We have shown no appreciation for the spiritual bounties and the material bounties. These Mubarak days, nights have commenced. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq of increasing our ibadah, zikr, tilawat, obedience to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us and safeguard us from your disobedience. Safeguard us, my beloved Allah, from adultery, fornication, watching haram, listening to haram, speaking haram, touching haram, walking towards haram, fantasizing about haram. My beloved Allah, where are we losing your nerves? If you had to snatch them away, how much of difficulty you will face in our lives. Don't punish us, my Allah, for you dearly love forgiveness of sins. Had it not been your desire to forgive the Ummah, you would not have blessed my beloved Allah with these Mubarak days and nights. Make us all pious and righteous. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, tawakkul in you, trust. Hame apna bana le hamara banja. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi she nahi mera. Tu mera to sab mera. Falak mera zameen mera. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evil, bring them back on to Surat al-Mustaqim. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a cinema, disco, theater, popping drugs in our mouths, watching some haram, or in any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, take us to Medina for you. Bless us with shahadat in Medina for you. With burial in Baqi. Tamanna hai ke gulzaar e Madina ab khatam hai. Wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman ho jaye. Basar ab zindagi apni diyar e quds mein ho. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi ghor o kafan. It is not destined ever, it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. From all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of mankind around the globe and especially the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Those who have gone for Hajj, make the Hajj maqbool, mabroor and easy. Those who are still proceeding, remove any kind of obstacle and difficulty from their path and make them reach safely with Mubarak lands. My beloved Allah, give us a share in the du'as that they make in the Mubarak places. Those who have passed away, my beloved Allah, fill the graves with noor, bless them with jannatul firdaus. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi wa faqihi. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.